She's become a great friend, and I'm really inspired by her, and I know that she's going to inspire you all this morning, so I'd like to welcome you.
God's going to go back up. Please, I need you. she thought I had forgotten. Okay, so we're going to sing Lean on Him. Oh, we're going to sing Lean on Him. Can you hear me now? I feel it vibrating. So I'm going to need your help. Because although I've done a fair amount of speaking, I have very rarely used a mic. And of course, I'm always wanting to, you know, raise my hands. So if you see me and you can't hear me, please just, you know, mic at the back of my ear. Just tell me to do that, okay? Because I want you to hear the message. Because if you take this on board this morning, your life will be changed. And I say that because God's changed mine. You know, and I have implemented these five things. So I'm just going to get ready. So last year when I was in the middle of a webinar about learning how to motivationally speak, I had a download about this song, Lean On Me. I'm a person who brings people together. I'm not a musician, but I am creative. And God gave me this song to play whenever I speak. And I found out recently when I looked up Bill Withers, who wrote the song, that he also was a stutterer. And so it just meant just something, yeah, so it was very, it's been very special to me. And so we just, yeah, I changed the words. And so, yeah, it's about leaning on him. So I'm just going to... myself ready.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we always know that there is tomorrow. Lean on Him.
Join in, everyone.
Call on you, Father, when you
Say, Lord, I just need you this morning. Lord, it's not about me. Lord, it's what you want to share, Lord, with your people this morning. Thank you, Lord. And I really know that there's someone here whose heart is breaking. I felt that. I had a dream last night, actually. And there's someone here whose heart is breaking and that God wants to minister to you today. Okay. I have here 5 carrots for a crack a day. And I don't just mean a little one. In fact, I wished it was bigger. I couldn't find a bigger one. I've been to the market and I've seen much bigger. Okay? Because like I say, if you take these carrots that I share today, then your life will be changed. Okay? So the first one, so they all begin with C. Okay? Connection with God. And I love the words that have come out this morning, like from Tony was one of them. He talked about asking. So my first scripture is in Mark 12:28-31. I don't know if Hilda will be able to pop them up, but Mark 12:28-31. In fact, I've actually got the wrong verse, guys. That's for later. I'm going to Luke. Sorry, Hilda Jean. We'll get to that one. So sorry, Hilda Jean. Luke 11:9-13. Okay, Luke 11:9-13. Right. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So which of your fathers, if your son asks you for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. And I just want to share a few things which I felt God say to me this morning. I wasn't going to share. But so a few of you know a bit about my background, that my nana on my mother's side was raised in a very abusive family, where there was a lot of drinking and alcohol and abuse. And when she was about 18, she met and married my grandfather, thinking that she was going to escape it. And she married an alcoholic. And so my mother was brought into this, was created into this environment. And I know my desire, and I really believe that there are spirits that come down the generational line of rejection and shame and isolation and brokenness and witchcraft. And I tell you, when I was a child, because I'm moving forward because this isn't about me, I was a child who was broken. My mother had her own anger issues. And I was at school, I was bullied very badly. And I had such low self-esteem. And my parents met my needs. And in some ways they were good, but I did not feel loved. And I know there are people here this morning who do not feel loved. And his family have rejected them. And God wants to minister to you today. I want to move forward a few years, and Mum and Dad arranged for me and my my sisters to go to El Rancho. Has anyone heard of El Rancho? Yes, okay, a place where you can go for camps and you hear about Jesus. And I heard the gospel message, and I heard that God, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever may find him would find eternal life. Thank you, Anita, for sharing that this morning. You know, and since then I have found the love that I've been searching for. So at that point I was 15. So I want to move forward a bit more because I was still broken. I met my husband, and we met at church, and I'm thinking, ooh. See, I met him at a church camp, actually. And I thought, whoa, he's really good looking. And some time, we got to know each other. We got married, and which is often happens, we got together with baggage. And I think a lot of us do. We had baggage in our lives, and it affects our relationships, okay? So God has been working on me as he has been working on my husband. We also have had two children. And part of what the dream that I had last night was where they wanted me to share about this, which is what I wasn't going to, but and I never expected this to happen in my family. But I found out that my son had been abused by someone else. And when I found that out, it rocked my world. And I thought, how can this happen to me? And so we went on a real journey. And at this point, to be honest, we are not, that journey is not complete. Like, I still see a need for healing in his life. But I want to say this morning that that I still stand here as a mighty woman of God who serves him, who loves God, who is a mother who prays for her children. I think of that scripture, the words of a righteous woman or man avail us much. And so I stand here that also in that area, I've had a lot of healing myself, but in that area, there's still healing that will take place. Because I know there are mothers here who are grieving for their children and for what has occurred to their children. And I want to say, run to God. Run to God. Do not run the other way. So I want to go forward a few years. I want to share about what happened when my son was about 14, and I asked him to get out of bed, and he refused, and so I pulled off the covers, and he grabbed me and he pushed me back, and I hit the side of the wall, and I had to ring my husband because he was at work, because Tyree had been out at night in town, and my husband said to me earlier when I'd rung him at work, do you want this kid to go to school? And he said yes. And so he rung back a bit later because I was still in absolute shock. This kid would do this to me, my own child who I have loved and supported through the years. And Tyree ended up in YJ and Youth Justice, and I knew I had to let him go. And I'm sharing this morning because God is saying to a mother here that you need to let your son or your daughter go and to put him in the hands of God, okay? Now, God put people around my son, and he had some wonderful mentors at that time, okay? And, I mean, he's still a work in progress. And I want to say that just coming back quite a few years, I know God has a plan for my son. I know it. Because when he was, before he was even conceived, God said to me, I want you, to have a son. I'm not going to go into detail about that. But, and I knew that, and very quickly I got pregnant. And I know that he is a voice for this generation, as each one of our kids are. Each one of our kids are. And so we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Lord to guide us and lead us. We can't do it on our own. We cannot do it on our own. So no matter what is going on, run to him. I just ran to him. But I want to say that I ran to him, but I also got bitter. I got bitter, and I needed another encounter with God. So it's really good that the encounters are coming up, because I did not mention that I had been to my first encounter 16 years ago, and God set me wonderfully free from some addictions and some bitterness and anger. But then 5 years later, even though I kind of knew deal with bitterness and anger, it caught me unawares. It caught me unawares, and I felt myself changing. Bitterness and anger does not pay. So I needed another encounter, even though in the years between I'd been ministering, an encounter. So I want to say to you this morning, let go of unforgiveness. Let go of bitterness. It will change you. It affects you more than it does the other person. Okay. I want to share a little story of Jenny. So Jenny was hearing impaired. She had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. She was not able to put her foot firmly on the ground because of the pain. She had to walk on tiptoe. And when the pain became unbearable, she got carried by her parents. All through grade school and onto high school, Jenny suffered, yet never complained. She took her medication, and her family would help her with the pain by wrapping her feet with towels. But as soon as she could withstand the pain, she would immediately carry on. She wore a smile on her face, a song on her lips, and a love and acceptance of others. That was simple, that was simply amazing. I don't remember ever voicing self-pity. She ran when she could, she played when she could, she danced when she could. And when she could do none of these things, she took her medicine and waited until she could. So Jenny is a beautiful blonde with warm brown eyes, was never a leader, never able to compete in sport. She could never take part in a gym class. She did join a band. But anyway, for her it was difficult because the school didn't know how to deal with a student who was both active as well as handicapped. Jenny continued to have ongoing surgeries. She carried again to school a pillow, and that when she was in crippling pain, then a friend of hers would pick her up and take her to her classes. She was totally mainstreamed, popular and funny, attending every football game, And then came her senior year. I'm sharing this because everyone here has things in your life which are different to others. Okay, you may be suffering like her. You may be suffering because of abuse. But whatever it is, you're suffering. And God is here who wants to help the people today who are suffering. Okay? Right, so she wanted to get a scholarship. But of course, scholarships often were for people who played sport. So what she did is that she came to a decision, and she began to bombard the high school football coach to ask if she could be their manager. She begged and she pleaded and she promised that she would do a good job. So he finally said yes. So she joined up with a friend to be their manager. So she carried big buckets of water to her teammates. She bandaged knees and ankles before every game. She massaged necks and backs. She gave pep talks. She was continually at their beck and call. And it turned out to be one of the best years for this high school team. And because they would see Jenny carrying a bucket of water in each hand and dragging them along along to them. And when asked why this particular rugby player thought that the team had done so well, it was because Jenny, all they had to do was look at Jenny dragging and limping across the field with the buckets, and it made everything that they were feeling and suffering insignificant and made them go so much further. Now, I was reading this a number of years ago, and I started to sob for Jenny. And then I felt God just speak to me. And what he said to me was this, because I was, in fact, I was looking in this book because I was struggling with insecurities in my life, especially around people pleasing. And I said, God, I'm just struggling. And I got before God and I cried out to him, and I found this book and opened it up to the story about Jenny. And I felt God say to me, I see you, Paula. When no one else sees how much you have to face every day, so I want you to think of this for yourself, okay? I see how much your stutter affects you, your impaired hearing, and how much you are working at overcoming fears and anxieties. When you are not encouraged by others, I see you. I want to encourage you today. I see your heart for others. You are my beloved, my masterpiece. You are special to me, and I delight in you. You are my precious daughter, and I am so proud of you. Do not focus on your flaws. Relax in me, and I am taking you from strength to strength. I am changing you. I am rebuilding you. Lean on me. Every day, minister to others as you let me minister to you. And be yourself. Do not conform to others and what they want you to do and be. Continue to listen for my voice for peace and guidance. You are highly valued to me. You are making a difference. And I say that just so ministered to me. And every time I read it in my diary, I just smile and I just feel his love again. And I feel a fresh touch of his love and joy. And the Lord wants to minister to you this morning. So open up your hearts. Expect him to speak to you. This message is for every one of you, that God sees you even when you feel no one else does. When you're feeling down on yourself, He sees. When all you can see are your flaws. When you are not encouraged by others. When others put you down with unkind words and actions, He sees you. He sees your struggles and your challenges, whatever they are. And He says to you, I see you. You are mine. You are precious to me. And I want to encourage you today. Lift up your head. You are above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. I want you to receive in your spirit this morning how much I love you. He loves you. And that you are His masterpiece. And that He delights in you. Carrot number two. You're welcome. Choose to be happy. No matter what is happening in your life. I want to share what Viktor Frankl said about this. We who lived in the concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts, comforting each other, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of his freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Whoa. Being happy is a choice. We can't always be in control of what happens to us, but we are in control of how we respond. No matter how the day looks for you, no one can choose your ITUDE attitude but you. I want to go to Psalm 34. What are you facing this morning? What are you needing the Lord to meet you at today? Have you got shame in your life that you want Him to set you free from? I know what shame looks like. I had that so much of my life. The scripture here in verse 4 says, I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. The angel, this is verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. turn from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. That's verse 14. Seek peace. This is not what the world says. Not what the world says, eh? The world says retaliate. The world says take revenge on your enemies. But God says forgive. And let him deal with them. So the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. That's verse 17. And verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, verse 19, but the Lord delivers him from them all. That's his promise to every one of you this morning. Be thankful. I'm so grateful for my relationship with him, that he rescued me out of my rejection and my shame and my worthlessness, that he has given me purpose. That even though I need glasses and I need hearing aids, and sometimes I still find words hard to say, that he is my God. And we don't need hearing aids to hear him. I did write down that we don't need glasses either. However, there is some debate on that, because you know, if we want to read it, we're a little bit, I need my glasses to read the word. Okay. I'm so grateful for my church family. I'm so grateful for my own family and how far that we have come. I am very grateful for my husband and my two children, even though things have not been easy. I have so much. And although there's a lot happening out there with the Ukraine and around other parts of the world, we have so much. And the key is to be thankful. Learn from your mistakes and learn from other people's mistakes. We don't always have to make them ourselves. So when I had someone I know who went into the back of another car because they weren't paying attention and they had to deal with all that, it reminds me, watch my distance. Yeah? And, you know, there are some things we blame God for and yet it's our own fault. I do remember quite a number of months ago, I said to God, what's on your heart today? And he said to me, his grief at being blamed for things that people blamed him for, which were their own fault. Yeah, we blame him for so much. He wants us to take responsibility for ourselves. That's actually coming up in the next one. Are you too busy to actually enjoy life? Are we too busy to spend time with God? If we are, we're too busy. God wants us to relax and enjoy him. We honour God when we walk in kindness, gentleness, thankfulness, humbleness, and we walk in the fruits of the Spirit. We honour him. Other people can see it and they're wondering what's going on. Create good habits. Carrot number 3. Okay, some of them I've already mentioned. Run to God no matter what is happening in your life. Make it a habit. I want to speak about creating good habits. Take responsibility for your life. Be aware of your self-talk. Don't just assume that every thought that comes into your mind is true. Focus on thoughts that are wholesome, edifying to others and yourself. Bless yourself often. Seek wisdom. And bless others. So we can't change the world, but we can change it for one person. And I learnt this early. So from the age of 17, I started to sponsor a child. Now, I wasn't earning very good money. In fact, I think I was earning under $8,000 a year. This is, you know, quite a few years ago. But I can't change the world, but I can change it for one person. So even with Ukraine, what can you do? Maybe, I mean, we can all pray. I don't know, neither. I just think it's terrible what's happening there. We all, it grieves my heart. We can pray and we can do something. So don't just do nothing because it's too big. Do something and ask God to show you what that is. Anita, I'm speaking. Okay. Yeah. Learn to be flexible. This is a sign of good emotional health. How many times have I been to the shop lately and what I want isn't there? I can choose to be angry, or I can choose to think, okay, I've got to choose something else. We can be grumpy, we can be angry, we can be frustrated. Choose peace. But it's our choice. Oh. Carrot number four. Courageously face your fears and anxieties. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1. We all have them. We can deny it till the cows come home, but we all have fear and anxieties that we're working through. Determine every day to face any fear that comes up. Walk in faith. Ask the Lord to help you. Keep moving forward. Every time I open my mouth, I have the choice whether I am going to say the words that I really want to say and maybe stutter, or avoid words and not be true to myself. So if I can do it, you certainly can. Hey. Be humble, like the humble carrot. Get help and support if you need it. Be humble. God resists the humble, God resists the proud, but raises up the humble. And he's taught me a lot about humbleness in the last couple of years. Keep on extending your comfort zones. And walk in faith, not fear. Whatever you do, why are you doing it? Is it out of faith or fear? And even with the vaccinations, did you do it out of faith or did you do it out of fear? And God wants us to walk in faith. Yeah. Continue to move in that direction. And carrot number five, which is just as important, is care for and love yourself. I was a bit like that for quite a few years. I think now I'm a bit more like the humble carrot. Healthy, emotionally healthy. Still working on things, though. No, you know, got a few fears there lurking in the background still, but yeah, thank you, healthy. I like that, Anita. So, Mark, this is where we can go to Mark 12. Mark 12, which is verse 28 to 31. So, one of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given him a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So I've spoken a bit about loving God. I've spoken a bit about blessing others. And now, let's love ourselves. Eat healthily. Get exercise. Take time to rest. Know your value. Get into the Word of God. This is, and this also is part of creating a good habit. Get into the Word of God and see what God says about you. Oh, read it every day. Let God minister into your brokenness. Declare His promises to you. Be yourself. Get help if you are wounded. It's your responsibility. Don't keep bringing it onto other people. The stuff that you're dealing with, get help. Go to God. Get counselling. Whatever it is God tells you to do. It's okay to be wounded, but get help. Trust Him that He will bring healing and restoration in your life. God turns everything for good to those who are called according to His purposes. Romans 8:28. So whatever we go through, we can claim this, that He will bring it for good. I'm expecting God to bring some of the stuff that has occurred in my family to, you know, for good, because that's His promise. I'm still waiting for some of that, like I said, but He will. So I declare over myself, for instance, I am a powerful, eloquent, creative speaker. That's something I say over myself. So what's your way of being? What is yours? What are the words that you're speaking over yourself? May it be positive. Find words that are positive. Coach yourself through the tough times. Get help when you need it. Reach out to someone. We're not meant to be alone. And the scripture I've just got now, and I've got before as well, is that the lion is seeking who he can destroy when we are isolated. I don't, because I haven't prepared that scripture. Someone probably knows where it is. Okay, we need to get with others. Don't become isolated. You are a target for the enemy. And our children are being targeted by the enemy. We need to be praying for them. Yeah, and just holding them up. Okay. Confidently expect good things to happen. I'm coming, rounding this up. So, I've been broken. There are lots of cracks in my life. Things weren't always cracker. But I've learnt some awesome carrots to help me become a well, healthy, adjusted person. But how much I need God. Oh, I was going to share something, but I decided not to. That's enough. Can you just hold on to this for me, Rolina?
Oh, we'll just watch you, Paula.
It's so good. Oh.
taste and see that the Lord is good. So he is even better than that. Lind, Caramel Square. Okay, and that is awesome. So, I believe God wants to minister to people this morning. I know he's already been doing so. And we've got a fine team of men and women here who would love to pray for you if you would like some prayer. How are things going for you? Are you undergoing a lot of pain, disappointment, loss, suffering that maybe you feel is never ending? Are you struggling with fear and anxiety? Are you feeling rejected from the people who you felt should protect you the most? God wants to meet with you. Maybe you haven't met with him yet. Maybe you've come here for the first time. Maybe you've been coming for a while and you don't have that relationship with the Lord. He's knocking on your door. If you feel a stirring in your spirit, that is the Lord speaking to you. He may be speaking in another way, but I want to give you the opportunity to respond as well. So I just want us to do that prayer together, the sinner's prayer. It's really because this is the first miracle of all, is when we discover what Christ has done for us. And that, you know, God made us and created us to have a relationship with him. And we stuffed it up by rebelling against him, by sinning and doing our own thing. You may think that you haven't done much wrong, but the fact that God has made you to have a relationship with him, but he always gives a choice. Always gives a choice. He is a gentleman. He will not bombard over you like people have in the past to get what they want from you. He is a gentleman. So if you want to respond this morning, I'm just going to say a prayer. Lord Jesus, I need you. I realise that I haven't been looking out where I've been doing my own thing. And I recognise now that this is wrong, that this is sin. Lord, there are other things too that I've been doing that I confess are wrong. But I want to respond to you right now and say, yes, Lord, I need you. Come into my life. I don't understand all this about Jesus and about the Holy Spirit, but I want to taste and see that you are good. So I want to welcome you into my life right now. And let's start this journey together. So if that's you this morning, you're more than welcome to come up and get some prayer. You can also, I'm pretty sure at the back we have a little bag for you for being new in the Lord. We can find that for you. So just make contact with me or one of the other leaders.